Hey everyone, welcome to the Deals of the Month. It's May already, yay! And we're really excited that the weather is getting better here in Germany, slowly but steadily. And I am also really excited to hear what Laura has to say again about this amazing guitar. I think it looks really beautiful, and
yes.
I cannot wait to hear more about it and to play on it.
Let's head right in. We're starting off this month with a rare guitar. Rare as in rare luthier, especially in Europe, and also in the opportunities it brings. This guitar is from Yuichi Imai, a Japanese luthier, and his guitars are quite unusual or quite rare to find in Europe. And this guitar is from 1992, and it's his special model. Special because of the woods he used. Well, the top is a quite usual spruce top, but the back and sides are flamed maple. So it has an overall really light and honey-like tone visually, which I think are very beautiful. Also, the flamed maple is repeated in the headstock, which is very beautifully carved.
Yeah, I really love this headstock.
Special about this guitar is also that it has a built-in electronic system. So there is a pickup here inside the guitar, and you can attach a cable for amplification here on the back of the head.
So interesting. Oh, I've
on
never
the heel.
Seen this.
Yeah. Yes. It's quite interesting.
Usually it's in guitars that I know, it's like here, but this...
It's quite unusual, but perfect for concert guitars, actually, and for completely amplifying every nuance of the sound a classical guitar can bring.
Yeah.
Speaking of the sound, it's also, I think, quite special.
Okay.
Maybe to give some side info, the luthier Yuichi Imai learned or built after the Madrid School of Guitar Making. And maybe you can tell.
I'm really curious. Wow, so beautiful.
It was a very nice sustain at the end.
I love how lyrical the treble sounds.
Lyrical singing, that reminded me of the Madrid School of Guitar Making.
Yeah.
I think it has a very clear tone as well, but without ever lacking volume.
Yeah, it's pretty loud. Like I actually didn't really expect that for such an instrument.
Yeah, I think... Maybe it's a stereotypical thinking, but knowing that it had an amplification, I did not expect that much volume.
Yeah.
But actually, I think in a smaller concert setting, it would also perfectly work without the amplification.
I think so too, But it's really interesting that it has the amplification, so it gives the opportunity to also play like in really big halls. And some of the concert venues... they are not really, you know, in some concert venues you can just play acoustically and it will sound great and the venue is like built to bring the sound forward into the audience, but some places just don't really have a great sound in the hall itself, and for that it's really, really nice to have the possibility to amplify the guitar. And
yes,
yeah.
How was the playability for you?
Well, I noticed that the neck is a bit wider than what I'm used to.
It is. It's a 55 millimeter nut.
Okay, yeah, makes sense. But it wasn't uncomfortable for me. I think this would be perfect for somebody who likes to have a little bit more space. Just a little more room.
For playing, yes.
Yeah, but it definitely wasn't uncomfortable for me. It was really nice. And playing wise, I also feel like it played really effortless. So it doesn't take much effort for me to get a nice sound, to get a nice tone. And the sound is also...
You didn't have to put a lot of force in it.
Yeah,
It was very responsive.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, overall, I also thought it's a very nice... It has a very... funny that it's a special model, but it also has a special sound. It has something to it.
Mm-hmm.
Lyrical, light, bright, but not lacking volume.
Yeah.
It's actually... Well, it's a really decent sound. And, just to make sure I didn't miss it in the beginning... This is, of course, a vintage guitar, 1992. It's a pre-loved guitar,
mm-hmm.
and it also has some light signs of use, or that it's been played before.
Yeah.
But that doesn't really make it any less of a good guitar,
yeah.
a really good guitar.
And it means that it has a soul.
Yes. It's already been opened.
Exactly, yeah.
Especially for a spruce top.
I love it to play on an instrument like this, because it just... There's some kind of depth that sometimes the newer instruments, they don't really have that. So
yeah, they don't have the character yet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They need somebody to play it first for many years.
Yes. Yeah. I actually was there when we got this guitar, and I know that it's been played by a guitar teacher.
Before,
for quite some time.
So it's been quite played a lot,
yes.
probably. Yeah,
yes.
Okay.
But it's nice. In very good condition. It just, from the nut width, didn't fit that player's needs anymore.
Yeah.
So he traded it in, got another guitar. And that's how we got this beautiful piece of a guitar.
Yeah, great. It feels also really comfortable in my hands. Like, it feels pretty light, actually. Yeah, actually, I would love to play one more song on this, and I think it would be perfect to play something Japanese.
Yes?
Yeah.
Yes.
It fits so well on
this
instrument. It
fits really well.
Yeah.
I think it proved that the overtones and the trebles are very light and lyrical.
Mm-hmm.
But it also... pardon. It also enhanced the basses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that they are dark and strong, but also have a lot of warmth to them.
Yeah, I felt like the basses were... velvety.
Yes.
Like, also while playing, the feeling is just like, yeah, that's like, they're of course also bright.
Yes.
Or responsive, I guess that gives the brightness. But also the feeling is to me a bit mellow. I guess that's maybe...
I think that fits quite well.
Yeah.
The overtones of the basses were giving it a lot of smoothness.
Yeah, exactly. Smoothness is also a good word.
It's always hard to describe sound in the
exact
perfect way.
Yeah, but you can all also hear what it sounds like. So if you have any
your
thoughts
own.
On what you think this guitar sounds like, please let us know in the comments.
Yeah, also always let us know your impression of a guitar.
Yeah.
And how you experience it, because that helps us along. I remember we once copied a comment that gave a whole list of possible explanations.
Yeah, it was helpful.
We do read the comments.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so to round things up, this is an amazing guitar. It has a built-in electronic system or amplification system, and if you buy it from our website, it obviously also comes with my god.
Das ist wegen der Schokolade vielleicht.
Wahrscheinlich. Shouldn't have had chocolate. Okay, so this is an amazing guitar and a very rare opportunity for either a guitarist that are interested in also amplifying a classical guitar, or also collectors who are looking for a Yuichi Imai guitar because they are so rare.
Mm-hmm.
And well, it's an amazing opportunity to own such a guitar, and if you're interested in buying it from our website, sikasguitars.com, it obviously comes with the fitting cable for that amplification system.
Yeah.
And yeah, I guess that's it for this episode.
Great. Thank you so much for watching again. We're really glad to have you here. And if you enjoyed this video, make sure to leave a like and subscribe.
And yeah, if you're interested in this guitar, hit up our website. Until then, see you next week.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.